You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Ballarat si Eileen Rivera, kung saan nagtatrabaho siya sa ESTA, Emergency Services Telecommunications Authority. So, kayo ang kumukuha ng mga emergency calls sa region. Tama ba?
So, may kayong kumukuha ng emergency calls sa buong Victoria.
Sa buong Victoria?
So, yes. So, we also take metro calls. So, meron kaming mga a few centers. ESTA has a few centers across Victoria. So, and yung ginagawa namin is we take emergency calls for the whole of the state.
Siguro medyo tensionado o stressful yung pagpasok mo pa lang sa opisina mo o dun sa workplace mo. Sinasike mo na yung sarili mo?
Well, totoo yun. Sinasike ko yung sarili ko before I go to work. But I think more than psyching, I try to focus myself. So before pa ako pumasok ng trabaho, usually nagsistretching ako, nagme-meditation ako, para nakaka-focus ako sa trabaho. Okay, hindi siya daunting na parang ayokong pumasok. In fact, excited ako pumasok kasi alam ko nakakatulong ako sa mga tao around me. I think the thing that I love the most about this job. I come in knowing that every single time I take a call, I am helping at least one person out, at the very least. Sometimes I help multiple people out in accidents or things like that. So, nakakatulong talaga ako sa community, and I think that's what makes me love coming to work.
Paano ang nagsisimula ang araw mo, isa mong shift?
So, typical shift namin, we do two-day shifts. For example, for me, I do 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Wow.
And then after that, mahaba, 12-hour shifts. And then after that, I have a day, parang 24-hour break. And then I come in from 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. And then those are my two night shifts. Just after that, I get 4 days off, so it's not so bad. So typical shift, I'll come in, I'll approach my team leader, let's ask them kung ano yung breaks ko for the day. So every 2 hours ng trabaho namin, we get a 30 paid break. Hindi kami pwedeng umalis sa center, obviously, kasi syempre emergency siya. So pag may nangyari, dapat makabalik kami sa phones at any time. But we have enough facilities here to keep us entertained dun sa 12 hours namin. So yun, papasok ako, kunin ko yung break schedule ko. And then I'll say hi to everyone, pili ako ng desk, I'll log in. And then after nun, game na. Pasok na yung mga tawag. Intay na ako ng mga tawag.
So, ina-assume ko na pagpasok mo, dapat alert na agad yung mind mo.
Oo, ready ka na. Ready to rumble ka na pagpasok mo. Kasi di mo alam kung ano yung first call mo. Pwedeng simple lang, na medyo relax. Pero especially in the morning, makakakuha kami ng mga calls for car accidents, for example. People are going to work. Roads are very busy, so minsan there are car accidents everywhere. So sometimes that's the first call that drops in. Hindi ka makakapili ng tawag mo. So you really have to be 100% ready when you get into that door.
So in-assume ko na dahil hawak ninyo ang ospital, police, tsaka fire, so isa sa pinaka-busy days nyo is yung summer Christmas season.
Oo, busy definitely. Winter busy, sometimes ang ambulance, especially pag weekends, because maraming outdoor sports na nangyayari. So, especially footy, yung mga netball, a lot of those things happen in winter. So, usually busy rin kami during winter. And then, during summer, yeah, there are fires, a lot of people are out, so everyone's busy. We take an average of about 7,000 calls a day.
Wow.
So, yeah, madami-dami rin siya. So that's across all three centers. So, you know, regardless of the day, I think magkakaroon siya ng busy moments kasi hindi mo alam talaga kailan nagkakaroon ng emergency .
Sa isang 12-hour shift mo, ilan yung pinakamadaming calls na nakuha mo?
Ooh, Alam mo, I don't even remember how many calls we usually take in a shift. Siguro between 70 to kapag super busy, baka umaabot kami ng about 100 calls sa isang shift. Per person yun, ha?
So, kailangan kalmado ka, di ba?
Oo, we have to always be calm. We, at least we as much as we can, and we're also in a rigorous training. We really are taught techniques on how to calm people down. Kasi if you think about it, ito yung mga pinaka-stressful na situations na tumatawag sila. So kagulo na talaga yung mundo nila. Nakakakita sila ng loved one nila na nasasaktan, who are getting hurt. So minsan yung sobrang stress nila, kailangan mo silang i-calm down, because about the thing about emergency services is we have to be able to extract correct information sa callers namin in a very timely manner para mapadala namin yung help right away. So kapag sobrang heightened yung caller, sobrang hysterical yung caller, we have to calm them down to be able to get information from them. Like, for example, yung number one information, where they are, nasaan sila, or saan nila kailangan yung tulong. If we don't know where they are, mahihirapan kami to actually send the help because we don't know where we're sending them to. So kapag kalma sila, mabibigay nila sa amin yung location nila, we can start the help, the emergency services process.
So accurate ba yung pag-picture nila sa mga television series na nakaupo lang kayo sa lamesa, nagta-type kayo, parang kalmado kayo lahat, na parang walang nangyayari?
totoo yung nakikita nila on TV that we are on desks. So we're on our desks. We have mapping systems. We have complex computer systems in front of us. Yung parang pinapakita nila na kalma yung environment, tatawa-tawa, we try to make it as light as we can. We try to make it our environment as calm as we can because we deal with stressful situations. Pero hindi totoo na we're just sitting around waiting for, you know, parang wala lang kaming ginagawa.
At naka-full makeup.
At naka-full makeup. Hindi kami usually naka-full makeup. Ang TV lang yun.
So, in-assume ko, 12-hour shift, di ba? For two days. So, sobrang siguro pagkatapos ng shift mo, pagod na pagod ka, or parang ika nga nila, parang ubus na yung lakas mo, na burnout ka na. So, anong ginagawa mo para ma-restart or ma-recharge yung sarili mo?
To cope with the different stresses that I go through the day, sabi ko nga, we all have our different ways of coping. Ibang tao, they cook, ganyan. Ako, personally, I'm very musical. So, yung buong pamilya namin, mahilig sa music. So, ako, personally, I play the piano. Lumaki ako playing the piano. So, 7 years old pa lang ako, pinagpiano na ako ng nanay ko. Tapos, when I moved here, I taught myself the guitar. And then, ever since bata ako, I've always remembered myself singing. So, singing is a very big part of me. So, I find that when I go home, especially pag mas stressful yung day ko, or it's busy or difficult yung mga calls, I always end up heading to my musical instruments. So either I will sit down in front of my piano for about an hour, I'll just play some music, I'll usually kakanta rin ako with it, or minsan I'll pick up my guitar, and yun yung number one distressor ko, music for me. I find that parang nadetake niya ako to a different world, so I think that's my refuge personally.
And sa workplace ninyo, meron ka rin binuo na isang parang lugar or refuge na parang tinawag mong happy place?
Yeah. Well, sabi ko nga, because my husband is a professional photographer. So, we're really into arts and photography. And then a lot of the people here, I noticed that they like taking photos. They either do it in their own time, lalabas sila, they even have, you know, professional nice cameras, lenses, and stuff like that. Yung iba naman, I can see their posts on Instagram. Ang dami nilang mga pinapakita na mga photos of, happy places outside of work. So I thought, it might be a good idea to have, yun nga, exactly that refuge inside of work. Kasi minsan we have to wait dun sa days namin off to be able to find a refuge. But maybe if we have those photos on a wall, we'll have a piece of that refuge of our happy places here at work, which, you know, mental health is very, very, very important kasi here eh. Dahil din sa, I guess, dahil nga dun sa nature ng trabaho. Mm-hmm. And ako, because siguro matagal na rin ako sa work na to, na-experience ko na rin yung pitfalls nung hindi pag-aalaga sa mental health mo, tapos hindi pag-aalaga or hindi pagtulong sa pag-alaga ng mental health ng mga kasama mo. Well, it takes toll in the workplace. Tapos we spend so much time pa with each other, 12 hours a day. Talagang nagkakaroon ng camaraderie din yung lugar.
Parang family, di ba?
Oo, nagiging pamilya talaga kami. I mean, we spend, yun nga, 12 hours a day, 4 days a week. Kinalculate ko to, we spend 1/4 of our physical lives with each other. So, madami-dami yun, di ba? So, we really have to kind of like each other. Otherwise, it's not gonna be an effective workplace. So, naisip ko, maganda kung meron kaming, yun nga, parang bintana ba, na pwede lang tignan, parang bintana ng mga masasaya naming buhay outside of this workplace. Para at least meron kaming something to look forward to. Minsan kahit masama yung araw, pwede mong tignan yun, tapos iisipin mo, ay, okay lang. Meron so, naman akong buhay outside of here.
ano yung naging epekto sa lugar trabaho ninyo nung pinaskill mo or pinilagay mo yung mga larawang ito?
I think nagkaroon siya ng dalawang malaking impact sa workplace na, well, your personal opinion ko lang. Yung una kasi yung wall na yun, very plain eh, very white lang eh. So, nabuhayan talaga yung, physically nabuhayan yun ng, yung space. Maganda yung feedback ng mga tao kasi nga, parang nakilala din nila yung mga workmates nila somehow. Mm-hmm. Nakita nila kung ano yung mga ginagawa ng mga katrabaho nila outside of work. So, nakaspark siya ng conversation between people. I think na-appreciate naman ng mga tao yung idea na ginawa siya para mapasaya sila. And very appreciative naman sila about it. So, yun yung isang, I think, isang naging impact. The second impact, I think, is na-inspire yung mga tao na pwede rin nilang gawin yun in their own capacity. Na they can also think of ideas to make the center really really happy, fun place. So, mayroon akong isang friend, si Lisa. After nun, nakaisip siya na ipadala ng mga tao yung pictures ng lahat ng pets nila. Tapos nagkaroon kami ng pets wall. So, nakikita ng mga tao yung mga furry loved ones nila. And it was really, it was really well-received. Tapos ngayon, magkakaroon na kami ng cookbook dito sa center namin. So, mayroong isa pang nakapag-isip na magkukolekta siya ng mga recipes namin. Tapos ikukolekta niya sa isang book. So, I think it's really gathered of, parang nag-start siya ng momentum para sa mga tao na they can also do, you know, other things and happy things for our little family as well.
So parang ginagawa mo yan para sa, parang nagtutulungan kayo para sa health and well-being ng lahat.
One of the values of ESTA is, the whole, you know, values namin, we are kind, we are bold, we are better together. And I think itong mga recent na mga nangyayari, like, nagpa-participate yung mga tao sa ganitong art exhibits, nagpapadala sila ng photos nila. I think they're physical manifestations that we are better together. Because when you see that wall, it really does show na, you know, we're all like little parts of a mosaic, na lahat kami pieces of a puzzle. And pag pinagsama-sama mo kami lahat, we create something beautiful. So I think yun yung parang physical manifestation niya.
Ikaw, personally, ano yung naging pakiramdam mo nung nakita mo yung dingding na napuno ng mga larawan?
Oh, sobrang saya. I think I was so happy because of how it was received. Well, syempre, you know, every time you start something that requires people's interaction, kabado ka that people might not receive it well or baka hindi sila mag-submit, baka they might laugh at the idea. So when I got good reactions from it and people submitted their stuff, it felt nice for me. Yung at least na ano ko na yung effort ko naman, you know, merong nagkaroon ng fruits. Pero I think more importantly, yung sa akin, I was happy with the joy that it brought my workmates because that's the whole point of it. Mahal ko talaga yung trabaho ko. So gusto ko yung ibang mga katrabaho ko, mahal din nila yung trabaho nila. And, you know, that they actually enjoy being here. So I was really happy na they are, you know, that na parang naisip nila na wow, nagkaroon ng bright change dun sa buong center. And, you know, that's the reaction that I was looking for. So I was really happy with that.
Baka sa susunod concert na ang gagawin mo sa workplace mo.
Okay, since weather is getting better, I'm actually starting to think of another parang the next step. Tapos may mga nagsuggest na ng concert. I don't know. I really have no idea how I'm going to pull off a concert here, but we'll see. We can only dream, di ba?
Well, good luck sa susunod na endeavor na yan. At
Thank you.
Maraming salamat, Irene Rivera, sa lahat ng ginagawa mo para sa atin dito sa Victoria.
Thanks. Hindi lang ako. Maraming mga tao na handang mag-serve para sa inyo.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.